Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful. You're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello, and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous, and you're listening.
I'm just going to say happy sweaty sweat because I am sitting in my own sweat. Thank you.
Okay.
Because I'm an athlete. And that's something I don't know if everyone knows, but I'll just remind you. I just got back from a class called P-Volve.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. But
I'm kidding.
It was
great.
Hard.
Claire is an athlete now. Claire literally works out every day. Every day.
Well, that's not true. But I need positive reinforcement. And so I just like to.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm stunned by you.
Thank you.
And I'm really impressed.
Well, it's helping me mentally, obviously, just for the general fact of working out, right? They tell us that.
Well,
but
yeah.
Also because, you know, on slow days.
Yeah, it's really nice to have something to do.
To have something to freaking do, right?
I love that.
So that is nice. But I have not bathed, so I look gorgeous right now. And smell good, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the glory of a podcast.
That is the glory of the podcast. And
before this moment, we could have sounded like we were in ball gowns.
I'm so sorry. I broke that illusion.
You did.
I'm sorry for that. Okay. Well, speaking of gorgeous and
thank you,
like sweaty, beautiful. I kind of asked a lady out.
Do tell.
Thank you so much. So there is a gal, and we have worked together.
Interesting.
She's on. She does crew stuff for the entertainment industry.
Cool.
You may be familiar.
You gotta love someone on crew.
Yeah, and so we've worked together a few times, and like we get along really well. It's one of those people where you're like drawn to them, but is it just because you want to be friends or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so on this last, I saw her a few months ago. We were on a shoot together. And after, like at the end of it, we were talking about, like, she wants to try to start doing some more stuff with, like, women only and, like, having the full crew, women, whatever. And I was like,
yeah.
But, of course, that's going to be low budget. You know, so we talked about stuff, whatever. So then we've been following each other. Obviously, we're following each other on Instagram.
Yeah.
I guess that's what you do. And then we were talking about something, and I mentioned something about like dates or like I haven't been on any good dates or whatever.
Yeah.
And so then she, and I wasn't setting up. I mean, it was like it was truly just like part of the conversation. And then she was like, but you're such a catch. And then she said, let's hang out sometime. This is not me asking you out on a date, by the way. Laughy face. Although I'd probably be way more fun than whoever bozo is you hung out with. So then I said immediately, I was like, I already know you're way more fun. And yes, we absolutely must. I love a cocktail or a sweet treat. And then it was like, okay, then we're confirming where we are. And then a few hours later, I sat with it because I started to feel a little like, wait, would I? Should
want this
I?
To be a date?
I know. I was like, am I just friendly or is there something more there? And I was like, there could be something more there. Like, because she's hot.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know.
You're hot.
I'm hot.
That's two hot people.
It's two hot people. So then I said, in an effort to be more honest, I wouldn't be opposed to a date. And then I did the like blushy face. Or we can just hang out, not on set, and have a fun old time. So I said I asked her out, but there was a very weak ask.
That's asking. No.
I opened it up. I was like.
You revisited it.
I revisited.
Yeah, because right now it's like, what is this?
Right.
She put it out there. You kind of ignored it.
Exactly. And then I went back and I said,
but actually I could just do a date.
Just in case you were dropping a hint, but not dropping a hint. Like she said, she wasn't asking me out, but you know, we all say that sometimes.
But we all say that. Exactly. And we all don't mean
exactly.
It.
So anyway, so then she said, summer cocktail or sweet treat or both. And also I appreciate that honesty. We need more of it. I say, let's just hang out and have a fun old time, not on set. It'll be a blast. So she denied, but that is the first step.
We love that.
We love that. Because then I was like, great, now we know.
Yeah, you miss all the shots you don't take.
I don't know if
you've
heard
that. If you take a shot and you miss it, you're like, well, I fucking tried.
Whatever. And now,
And
there was also that like moment of, is she flirting? Am I flirting? You know, it's kind of like. And also.
And
now we know.
Yeah, because if you had just hung out, I would be like, this is a day. I'm going to take this.
Yeah,
as
like how do you.
I can't.
Right. And like I feel like it's kind of my sexuality is of question, kind of, because I never date anyone. You know, so it's like, does she even know I would be up for a date? You know, like.
Right.
You know, so anyhow, so I was proud of myself because I did think about it for those few hours in between. And I was just like, I think you could like.
Yeah,
she hot, you know, like, let's give it a go. So anywho, I said then I would find a place in between because she's deep in Brooklyn. So it's almost like it's never going to happen because, you know, you got to figure out a place in between or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And all of, but anywho, I just was proud of myself with that.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Okay. So, moving from my no date to you having a date.
I did. I have a date.
You had a date.
I had a date. This is the guy I think I talked about that like looked shockingly like Mr. Bagel.
Yes.
And we've been talking for a little bit, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So he finally asked me out. So we meet, first of all, Jesse, there's a new Jesse in town.
Hello.
And the new Jesse is okay, I guess, with not being in her neighborhood on the first date.
Wow. Here's the thing. After, sometimes we want to get out of our neighborhood.
Here's the other thing. It actually takes away all the stress and pressure.
Well, that's for sure.
Because, I'm like, okay, cool. We're meeting in the middle because, like, we're just seeing if we want to hang out. Like, to me, that's what I'm like, that's what differentiates, like, a date, you know?
Versus
like
a field. Yeah.
Is, like,
because there's no question. To actually, like, go back and hook up would be such an effort.
Oh my God. So, and like, I don't think it just feels nice that way. Like, I felt good about it.
Good.
So I'm meeting this guy in like, I don't know, the middle, like the tip of Brooklyn or
here
whatever.
Sure. In between. So,
and I get there and we had had a joke. He was talking about like a plaid shirt and I was like, I love when guys wear a plaid shirt. And he's like, I'll do that on my first date. And that's how we got to it. So and he did wear a plaid shirt, which I actually thought was really cute.
Very
funny.
Cute.
So the first thing I noticed is one of his hands is fully in a massive cast.
Wow.
Yeah.
He had not mentioned that.
No. And it's in like a weird cast,
like a hard cast.
So what happened is, first of all, this is so funny to me because he cut himself really badly on the hand or finger from an avocado. Guys, number one.
It's so scary.
The number one thing people are going to the ER for.
Well, maybe not number one right now during COVID, but for personal injury, absolutely.
I think for personal injury. So anyhow,
yeah.
But it was so bad and so severe that like he has to wear this whole hand cast.
This is why I've never opened an avocado. I've never purchased an avocado.
That's why I also won't. Yeah, out of safety measures.
Thank you.
So, and he said that he isn't drinking alcohol this month.
Okay.
So it was like we're meeting for coffee or whatever at this place. Although it's nighttime, so I was like, it'll be tea. But it is a full-on bar. And I was like, do they even have tea? But whatever.
Did they?
We sit out. They did. We both
did they have
tea.
Mint tea?
They didn't.
I know. I always suggest a mint tea because it settles the stomach.
I know. But I, it was, so.
So you sat outside. Sorry.
And he has an accent as well, which I did not know.
Where
well,
is
that's
from?
The thing. I said, what? I think it's like, I'm going to guess Israeli.
Okay. Okay.
Because here's the thing about him that I am learning is, you know, we had talked about it briefly, but I think his family is like Orthodox.
Hello. Okay.
Jewish.
Okay.
Which obviously if he's on a dating app, like
not fully in it. Is he still practicing like some of the traditions of it, or
I think so he's fully left it. Like we were talking about that. Obviously like there are a lot of things with the religion that I don't agree with.
Yeah. Cause they repress women. Horribly.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's something that it's like, well, let's make sure we're on the same page about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, he like left the community 8 years ago.
Okay.
But like still has a relationship with his parents.
That's
and
impressive.
Or his family.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And so what I also found out, first of all, we talked about cults, which then I was like, am I accidentally targeting him?
Same, but yeah. Orthodox is a cult. Yeah.
But he was married in the.
Well, that makes sense, of course.
And he has two kids.
He's in his 30s, I take it, or like late 20s
he's 30.
Or something?
He's 30.
He should have grandchildren by now.
I know, right? So, and this is the thing. I mean, maybe it's listed on that one tab that says has kids.
Yeah.
I never look at that. I look to see if they smoke pot, how old they are, their height, and if they smoke.
You're
like
so
that's
funny.
Because it's crazy to me that people who have children don't have any pictures with a child.
I think it's good to have a picture because then you just automatically know.
Right. Which, I mean, so that was a surprise, but also like,
how
I
well
think,
did you cover on that one? Or did you look like you saw a ghost?
Well, no, I was just, I mean, when he presented it in the way, which is like, I was like really in it before. Like I was married. I have two kids. I was like,
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I am in a new mindset and I'm like, let's just, before we pass judgment, also like clearly his kids are with the mother and still in the community, I think.
Well, yeah, that was my next follow up. It's like, does he have a relationship with them?
He does, but I think it's like 30, not, or he gets them like 30% of the time.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was interesting.
Very interesting.
But he was really, like, very sweet and very funny.
Okay. Did he still look a lot like Mr. Bagel in person?
No, not that much. Not that much.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there's enough of a difference. And the way he, like, holds himself,
for sure,
himself and, like, his voice, it's so different that I'm like, this is a different
human. It doesn't
matter.
Yeah.
Guess what he does for his job?
He's a coder. He's a teacher.
He works with autistic children.
Shut up.
I know.
Shut up.
I know.
How fucking nice is he?
I was livid.
Livid.
And I'll tell you something he did that you'll be obsessed with. There were many points I was like, God, I'm talking a lot. He was asking me so many questions, Claire.
Obsessed with him. I'm obsessed with him.
It was like I was the most fascinating woman in the world.
Which, who can argue?
I know. So
get out. Wait, I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah. So he works with like autistic children. He like.
Is he like a counselor to that or like.
He.
Had a teacher.
He runs. I think he like runs the school.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I just, for a moment, had curiosity.
Yeah. And he studies behavioral something
analyst, or
he's like, he studies like the way. Okay. So I fully was
interesting.
Like, cause another thing he was telling me is like, you know, when you get out of that community, you don't have an education. So the easiest thing that you can do is like, he went into special ed.
Interesting.
Like special education is one of the, so that's how he got into the path he did.
How sad is that? That's like, doesn't require as much education.
Yeah. Right.
Right. I mean,
or
that's,
it's like,
great.
I guess you can
he...
do that in like 2 or 4 years. It's like something
quicker.
Like that. Yeah, yeah. Much quicker. So, or like community college, I think you can do it.
Sure.
So, I mean,
I'm glad he's doing it, but it
no,
is
me
like,
too.
Oh, wow.
I know.
The kids that need the most attention and help is the easiest job to do. Like, easiest as in the quickest job you can
for
get
an
qualified.
Adult to be certified.
Right.
Yeah. Very wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anywho. But
so,
how special. Yes.
Very special. Yeah. So so we talked about that. You know, we were talking about, and I do think it's sort of true. Like, as I was sitting there towards the end, I was like, this is such an interesting person. And I definitely feel like I want to be friends with him.
That
like,
means
I
no attraction.
But it wasn't like I was unattracted. Like some guys I'm like, don't touch me. You know what I mean? Like when I see them, and that wasn't it. It was just like, you know, and he was talking about it a little bit, which is like when he was growing up and he would interact with women, it's like he either didn't interact or it was like to be married.
Right.
Cause he was talking, which then I was like, is that him also being like, I'm not good. Like, I'm like, maybe I don't even pick up on like how guys flirt or how it starts to feel romantic.
Well, I feel like you can pick up if it's obvious, but I think he obviously is coming from, he has a lot of unlearning to do, right? Which he's obviously very aware of and working on.
Right.
But like that mentality of you do not speak to a woman.
Right.
Unless it's like you've been set up and you will be married. So especially when it comes to the physicality of it.
Well, that, see, this is the part that I was like.
Or just having that sexual energy. Like that's a.
I think that's the
animal.
Part that I wanted to discuss with you, because what I'm really trying to do is to not judge what I think is going to happen.
Wow.
Or
that's a hard one.
Or like I'm trying to remain neutral. I will tell you this. So the way it ended.
Okay.
Is like, you know, he got the tease, which was very sweet of him. And then at the end, he was like, can I give you a hug?
Okay.
And so we hugged and then we parted.
Did you want to kiss? That's a long pause, my friend.
I know, because I'm thinking about it. Because I think a part of me is nervous about like...
For him?
For him, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Even though he told me he's gone to like Burning Man, which I'm like, now, wait a second. That's like... a really different, like,
that's a big energy. How long has he been out of,
like, 8 years?
Okay. He's
so
fine.
Right, I think he's, but I, you know what's interesting,
I mean, there's
is that,
always still unlearning with that, but yes, go ahead.
Yeah, there's like, I mean, I'm trying to think of a time where a guy like on a first date who likes you, I guess they could get nervous, like that one guy didn't kiss me, but it certainly.
Do you think, are you assuming that he won't be good in bed?
Ah, see, good. I'm glad you said that. So what I'm worried about.
Right.
What I'm worried about is that I'm like, what if he has a sexual like
issues,
like oppression.
Yeah.
Or well, because what's funny is I've just come from.
From that.
From literal like
the
oppression.
Shame and all of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That I'm trying, that I have this newfound freedom. And then I'm in my head being like, I wonder if he's
right.
Does he make a move? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, my first fear is like, especially when the kiss didn't happen, I was just like, oh, interesting. Because I actually thought, I was like, you know what? Maybe it was a friend energy. Like, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
And we didn't exchange numbers. But then when I got home, like, he had already responded on the app and was like, let's change, you know, switch numbers. And
okay.
So, and then we were texting. But
okay.
I guess there's a part of me, that's nervous, mm-hmm. but there's another part of me that's like, you are going to wait until situations present themselves. First of all, like,
instead of assuming what will happen. Yeah.
Don't assume. Like, you had a good time with him. He was very nice. He was very enlightened.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of very interesting things.
Yeah.
And you know, you're making assumptions about something that you don't know about.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's a lot easier. I mean, listen, what do I know? But I feel like a woman coming out of that community is a lot different than a man coming out of the community.
Probably. But I still think that the idea of leaving a religion or an ideal or whatever after you've been raised in it, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming, but I feel like you are enlightened and you are curious,
right,
and you are educated.
You've had to redefine yourself, right?
Absolutely. So I think there's something so fascinating about that.
Yes.
Because there's something that didn't sit right with them, right? So then they're questioning, as opposed to like someone being expelled from it, but I doubt that that would, you know. Because
no, Claire, you're so right.
You know, so they're like, okay, wait, why isn't this right for me? Like, because
right.
there's no reason they should question that because they've been told growing up
right.
that that is the right way, right? In any Correct. Situation, not just the Orthodox, but in any sort of fundamentalist or you know, religion, period.
Right.
So for them to have that moment of like, something doesn't sit right. Like, why is it this way? I don't think I like that. Or let me shift. It's like, there's such a good curiosity and wanting to know more and wanting to know.
Put yourself
what's
first,
best for
right?
them.
Yes.
It's a growth. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that kind of, you know, maturity
yeah.
and, yeah, somebody who kind of knows themselves and
yeah.
has pushed themselves to figure that out. And so I think I was very much trying to push myself being to just be like, stop doing the thing where you think you know about a person because of a past
One
label
part
or
of
even
them.
A current, right?
Yeah.
Let the person present who they are to you and then judge them accordingly.
Wow. That is the hardest thing to do, though.
I know,
Truly
Claire.
Truly the hardest
I...
thing to do in any sort of situation.
Yeah.
Because we just we use those examples that we've witnessed in our past and to make assumptions about each other.
I know.
But yeah, have you been on a date with someone who was previously Orthodox before?
No, but remember I talked to that guy over COVID who had just left Mormon.
Mormon, I remember that.
And he had three children.
Yeah.
And
he's the one
that,
who said you look like you saw a ghost when he said it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he also did not have pictures of his children.
Yeah.
I
understand if like people don't want to put actual pictures of their children, but maybe put a picture, maybe do that, but fuzz their face or put a like a smiley
or
face
just
over.
one of your about me's. Like, I always respect when someone's like, I'm a dad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But also
that one statement. Yeah.
Yeah, that one little tab. It's like, I just, but also like, you know, that's another thing that it's like, all right, play it as it comes. I don't know why you would judge something again before.
Bottom line, no assumptions. Are you attracted to him?
Oh, what?
Are you attracted to him?
I think.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It could go either way, depending on how he kisses.
It really could. It could go either way, depending
okay.
on how he kisses and stuff. And, yeah. You know, yeah, I think this is very interesting, but a lot of it had to do with posture.
Interesting. I get that. But yes, what was
like,
he slumping
I think he's
over?
He's a tall guy who presents himself not as tall.
Okay. So he just kind of slouches?
It's like a cool slouch. It's a cool slouch, but it is like a low slouch. Do you know what I mean?
You nearly folded over when you were just
showing me
a visual.
Yeah, it doesn't look like bad posture because it's not like that.
Okay, head.
But it's like
popping out.
It's like
he's really
it's
leaning
like
on
low
himself.
And leaning. Yeah, it was like low and leaning, and then here we go. I'm like, no judgment. And here comes judgment. And then the other thing was his laugh was just so surprising.
In what way?
It's kind of one of those that's like, like when it first happened, I was almost shocked.
Wow. Yeah.
Like literally stunned. Yeah. And then as it kept going, I was like, it could grow on me.
It could grow. Yeah.
But
I'm always so fascinated by that. An interesting loud laugh.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's an interesting loud laugh. But like, you know, even yesterday when we were texting, it's like he texts and remembers like such interesting things. Like I'm like, this is the most interesting text somebody's ever sent me.
Yeah. What was it? Will you share?
Well, it was like I was wearing these earrings with like a an alien getting a cow.
Of course. Like a UFO.
Yeah.
A UFO in the beam.
Yeah. And then my phone is a cow print. And so at one point he was like, what's with the cow stuff? And I was like, LOL. So then I think when he texted me, what did he say? It just made me laugh. I was like, that's so funny and specific. He said, how are the cows today?
That's very funny.
And it was really funny.
It made you giggle.
It did. And I was like, what a funny way.
And by the way, I'm looking at you right now with a cow print in the back and a cow print next to you.
Right. So I do love cow. Like, it was just really funny.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's really interesting.
I think this definitely requires a second date.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, I think I want to see. And then, you know, there's no issues for me, obviously, if it doesn't work or if the chemistry isn't there. Because he is one of the only guys I've ever gone on a date with that I'm like, I would want to stay friends.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I'm sure that will definitely not happen. But
you never know.
But I guess it's like, you know, when someone's just fun and interesting and it's like, I could definitely see myself being friends with him.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Now, and again. Yeah.
And yet what?
No. And again, it just made me question, like, what judgments do I bring in immediately off the bat before I just start looking at the person in front of me?
All of them.
Right.
I mean, that's what we all do because it's hard not to.
You the most.
I'm very judgmental. We know that for sure.
Yeah.
But now going back to the religion part of it.
Yeah.
Do you have limitations or preferences with religion? And I'll go first because I hate setting up that question for someone. I avoid Christians.
Yeah.
Because I was raised, right? But I was also raised Methodist, which is like the social hour of Christianity.
Some people, though, it's like if they're Christian but not practicing.
Right. I think if you actively write in that you're a Christian on a dating profile, then that is important to you.
Interesting. Yeah, that could be true.
So I'm immediately, if it's just like if nothing is put in.
See, but I have Jewish.
But I think that. I feel like that's a different, that's more traditional, that's more culture related versus Christianity.
You're projecting.
I'm possibly, yeah.
I think that if you meet a person and then you say, they could just be like, no, I was just, I mean, because I'm Jewish and I'm not practicing.
Right. But I also feel like that's a heritage versus... that can do with your lineage versus a besides
I've never I know what you're saying. I've just, you know? I've never filtered out. Yeah.
I've kind of put that in a separate category because I do feel like
I definitely couldn't date a practicing Christian.
No. But right. I feel like with Christianity, if you are practicing, that's when you put it in the thing versus like, oh, I was raised Christian, but like, I don't really do it. I feel like at that point, then you're just spiritual.
I don't know. I think that sometimes people do it to be like, maybe people will like this. I don't know.
Well, then if that's extra reason to not like them.
Okay. Here comes the judgment.
But you know what I mean? If someone's putting in a religion because they think that it will be an attractive factor, no. Be authentic about it. You know what I mean? I consider myself agnostic.
Okay.
So that's what I have on my profile. Because that agnostic typically means like you don't believe in a specific God, but you believe that there's something beyond us. Right? Where atheists mean typically it's like there's nothing beyond what we are here today in this plane, you know? Right. So I do think that there's something beyond us, but I think Christianity is so, I mean, no offense, but my particular experience with it have being raised in that and then just seeing it's been so weaponized over,
I mean,
years.
100%.
It's weaponized in American politics and, since the inception. I mean, here we are on the heels of Columbus Day / Indigenous Peoples Day of like oppressing people by the religion. So nonetheless, so I feel like, yeah, so I avoid that. I typically avoid anyone that has any particular, not so much Jewish, like I'm not opposed to that because again, I feel like sometimes there's so many people, including you, who traditionally and from family or Jewish, but not like going to temple every week or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I think anyone who's very involved in a religion, I'm not going to be the most excited about.
Yeah, I think that is, I mean, that does scare me. I think.
In what way?
Like, I do think that that would be a problem. I mean, I don't know if he's going to the holidays, like, to just be with his family or if it's, I don't know.
Like, would you be expected to go and then adhere to?
No, I mean, I would never do that.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, nobody can tell me what to do. So if I decide I want to go to
then
be
you'll
whatever,
go as
then that's
you.
Fine. But I really don't approve or respect the Orthodox religion. Like I feel bad, but it's so negative towards women. I just can't.
Yeah.
And so will that be a problem? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because I was having a conversation yesterday with a friend about religion in general when it comes to dating and also the positives and negatives of apps, right?
Okay, right.
So it's kind of like with just social media, right? There's so many positives and so many negatives. But with the apps, it's like you get to meet people that you would never typically get to meet, right? Live in a different area of town, work in a different industry, like absolutely no mutual friends, like beyond 6 degrees of separation, you know? So like that is such a positive that you do get to meet people from so many different ways of life and places. Yeah. But because we are human and we're selective, we are also choosing, typically, we're choosing people that are similar to us. Right. So like when it comes to the friend that I was talking to, she is from the South and she was raised Christian. And her now husband, when they first started dating, they actually met in person randomly. It was like a friend of a friend of a friend at a birthday party. And he had just set up his profile and she had just set up her profile, but they didn't meet on OkCupid, because this was back in, it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But he had indicated atheist. And she was saying if they had actually seen each other on the app, she probably would not have been interested because that was such a scary thing to her at the time.
Totally.
Like, because she had this upbringing of Christianity. But of course now, like, her ideas have changed her, like, she doesn't necessarily consider herself, and not because of him, because of other things. And same with her family as well. Like, they've kind of left the church as well. So it's interesting because it's like, it can be a barrier.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's when we see a label and then project what we think we know that means. Oh,
anyone who says they're Christian, I say no to on the app.
Right.
Not right. Which is not good.
I don't know if it is. I mean, I don't know.
Because I'm assuming. I'm assuming. Exactly.
Right. I mean, listen, some people have in their bio, like, what, typical Sunday, if it says church or if it says gym, I'm like, bye.
Not for us. We're not for each other.
But, you know, I think sometimes people are just like, I took it as like, I don't know. I don't filter out based on religion. I think that once we met and I kind of see their lifestyle, I would see if how big a part it is and then how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't have it set up as like a deal breaker or parameters on my actual Hinge.
But if you see it, you
say no.
But
if I see it, I almost 9 times out of 10, I just automatically say no.
Yeah, I wonder if
that's my own shit with the religion from growing up and like being an expat, you know, southerner. Like, I've got so many issues with it, you know.
Of course.
And it's been more and more weaponized since I started educating myself about it, you know. I mean, it's so heavy and yeah. So anywho, it's not maybe I need to open that idea up if and when I go back on the apps.
Right. Because even, you know, with that umbrella, it's like there's all different levels under that one label. Right. And so we don't know which level they are or if they're just.
Or if they're just picking that because that's the way they were raised, but they're not necessarily practicing.
Right. They're like, this is a conversation I want to have in person.
Right.
Right. Who knows? There are sometimes things that I'm like, I'll explain in person or, you know, whatever that thing is. I don't know what it is, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That I wonder if that's like the new kind of challenge for you and for myself, which is like to look at things and not like what they write. I would take seriously.
For sure.
I personally always say no to anyone who says anything that's like, you've got to be like, don't be this.
Don't
go out
dramatic.
With me. Yeah. Anything that's like, you shouldn't go out with me. Anything that's negative, I'm like, bye. I don't need it.
Or it's like, I get like, if you don't get my sarcasm or something, I'm like, you're just an asshole that you're.
If I see another man who puts my love language as sarcasm, I will fucking kill you. Like, ugh, get a different. So it's not even. Those people are never sarcastic. They're just mean.
They're just mean.
So, but yeah, those are the things. But I'm like, labels are things that need explanation.
Yeah.
I think it's better to wait till we're in person to decide.
Yeah.
And to find out more.
I know.
I do.
It's so hard for me. I think I have so much anger. I think that's my own issue. It doesn't have anything to do with dating. I think I have so much anger when it comes to organized religion.
Yeah.
That if I see someone choosing to say that they are a part of an organized religion, I'm like, abso-fucking-lutely not. You know, like, I'm just so, I have such a visceral reaction to it. When in fact, you know.
You don't know the full story.
I don't know the full story.
You
and
don't
I love
know
to
story?
Assume it.
I know. I think it's like, we've got to wait till we know more information.
Ugh.
Why not?
I have puzzles to play on my phone. Okay.
I know you do. You're so busy. That's all I keep thinking about.
No, it's
like,
very smart. That's the right way to do it for everyone, meeting anyone.
Yeah.
Right? We'll say. Okay, next time I'm on and I do see someone that has, you know, if all the other factors are there as well. And I, because there have been some that I'm like, ooh, cute. Oh, interesting. Done.
Yeah.
You know, because of that. All right. I'll try to
maybe lift that. Mm-hmm. Get the answers in person.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
I think
true.
So. And okay. Don't
what a challenge. And don't what?
And don't put your own feelings on it. On
that's
them.
That's so fucking
you know?
Hard. I know.
I know. I'm taught. It's like you don't realize how often you do it, especially with dating.
I do it all the time. I think there's step one, like just allowing a swipe right or a like or just starting the conversation. Step number two is if and when I meet up with someone that identifies as Christian, to not come in like, all right, prove to me that you're not an asshole. You know what I mean? Like that's going to be my other work.
I think it's like, don't just be excited to be there and then be like, oh, I did want to ask you about like the Christian thing.
Right.
Are you practicing?
Yeah.
And then you can just
Do
say,
you
okay,
use
the
it
reason
as a veil to judge others. Cause I just like to judge others.
Yeah. And then you could just be like the reason, whatever it's like to be transparent, you know, then you can just say like, I don't think I'd be a good fit.
Yeah.
You know,
if
that's true.
Yeah.
Just take yourself out instead of taking them out. Yeah.
Okay. TBD. We'll see. So you've been texting with Orthodox. Mr. Orthodox. That's
Mr.
his name.
Orthodox.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll have to keep us posted on a second date if that happens.
I will keep you posted if that happens.
Yeah. Do you think that you could jump forward and land the kiss before he does?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I mean, I like thought, you know, I was like, maybe if we go to the corner, like it was just, we were
you
right in front of the restaurant. Well, I just thought, this is the thing. I feel like you can tell a lot in a kiss.
Well, yeah. And especially for you, that is the number one most important thing about someone.
Well, if I really like them as a friend and I don't know if I'm attracted, I'm like, well, let me.
That'll make or break it. Yeah.
It'll make or break me. So yeah. I was like, let me. But then it ended and I was just kind of like, OK.
Weird.
And I actually took it as maybe I wasn't sure if maybe he liked me, you know, way. Like I was like, we could have been really good friends. Like I felt that too. And maybe he just wasn't feeling it.
In your texts, has he been like, I had a good time, let's meet again? Or has it just been like kind of follow up and chit chat from what you've talked about already?
Let me see what he said on the app. Because I feel like that's when he said, I don't know if he said, like, hope you got back safe, had a really good time tonight.
Lovely.
And then I said, me too. And he said, yay, let's exchange numbers.
Okay. And then you've been texting and it's just been about cows.
It's like just been about days and stuff like that. So,
okay.
You know.
Okay. Well, we'll see. You know, get that scheduled at some point soon.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess it's like no stress.
Please. No stress.
I refuse to stress.
Refuse. Don't do it. Okay.
Yeah,
well, that is lovely. I'm
thank
excited.
You for that. I am too.
Right?
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Well, we have big weeks ahead.
Very
because
big
I'm
weeks.
I'm gonna go back on and swipe and not automatically swipe left on those who say they're Christian.
And I have two dates lined up.
What?
One's gonna be in your neck of the woods, and I told you.
I know. I have it on my calendar. We're gonna hang out before.
Yeah. How fun is that?
I'm
before
excited.
And maybe after. If it goes horribly,
after.
I'm coming back. You know.
I love that.
Yeah. So
indeed.
Yeah.
That'll be fun times.
They really will.
All right. Well, in the meantime.
Right.
The question remains. Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But maybe some form of God does? I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Does quote unquote God?
No.
Higher power? No.
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger than you. Just a dream. That was just a dream.